And joining us once again from Lancaster, Lebanon, Habitat for Humanity, our friend Andrew Soleil. Andrew, the executive director. Good morning again, Andrew.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So great to have you on the phone. Do you have any stories to share about how Habitat for Humanity in our local area has impacted a family or some lives?
Of course. You know, there's never a shortage with us. We've made 250 homeowners and served over 300 families in Lancaster and Lebanon. Mm. And some of our volunteers and our donors probably already know the story of Manny and his wife, Awilda, and their daughter, but I know that a lot of other people outside of our inner circle don't know this. So let me share theirs. Manny lives in the city of Lancaster, and he's in a very crowded home. He and his wife and his daughter, they're not living in the traditional bedroom. There's just no privacy. And overcrowding is one of those things about safety and being safe and dry in a house. And he is working as a fabricator out here in Lancaster, one of the manufacturing plants, and trying to get the savings bill built up to his home. So he came to Habitat for Humanity, which I think is one of the smartest things anybody could ever do, and entered into the partnership with us. He got approved into the program, and he's been helping out not just on the houses, but he's been doing a lot of work at our Restore, which is out in 155 Independence Court, building their house. In fact, this all happened, though, right during the pandemic hitting, and we've had to adapt a lot, and we like to always have a site blessing, a dedication with Manny, you know, our church partners. In this case, it was Highland Presbyterian, a big sponsor of his house on Howard Avenue. And so we wanted to get our people together because this is one of the things we always struggle about, you know, building community. So we brought Manny, we brought a couple of people, and instead of having the big crowd inside the house or a big tent, we did a curbside thing and broadcast a lot of it over Facebook, you know, live, and be able to draw in more people to see. And we did a tour of the home. So you kind of get that before the flavor of looking at how the walls are falling apart. The flooring was not stable. There's a lot of creaking and so forth. The kitchen right now is not a place that Manny's going to want to live in. But by the time it's all done, and this is the transformation you're probably going to start seeing a little bit more in our Instagram and Facebook and our newsletter coming out next month, you're going to see the progression of the house coming along. And finally, coming up this summer, we're looking forward to, I think, around June, having a home dedication, probably a little modified again, depending on where we are in safety and the pandemic. But having a home dedication with a house that's completely refurbished, mm-hmm. having the bedrooms and space that they need to have, and including thanks to Whirlpool, new appliances throughout the house, laundry, through the kitchen, and being able to be a very safe place for them. And not to mention, Manny's going to be excited to have a proper garden in the back of his house to help out with the cooking and the family.
It's
a special thing.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's his whole plot.
Andrew, how can our listeners help? How can they pray? How can they be a part of this impact that Lancaster, Lebanon Habitat for Humanity is having in our area?
Yeah, so in this day and age right now, I want to emphasize that it's more than just Habitat for Humanity. The housing challenge, we cannot build it alone. We cannot solve the housing challenges we're facing during the pandemic and even before the pandemic, because it's gotten worse from this period. Having a home is important to everyone's success in life, even more so for lower-income families. Eviction, foreclosure, and displacement affect work and school performance, especially for school-age children. They can have negative, lasting, and measurable health effects for a lifetime. So we're really grateful that our policymakers and governments has actually stepped in to continue to extend the eviction and the foreclosure pause. The VA loans are going till about the end of this month, so just a few more days. They might go extended again. The HUD and Ag, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, if you've got a mortgage through there, those have been going through the end of March. After that, it's going to be a really big impact on what that means for renters that are behind. Does all those payments they've missed, are they come due? Is there going to be stimulus that provides specifically for making those payments? Are people using those payments to pay those? And how do you unravel the knot of missed mortgage payments? there needs to be something like a hardest hit fund that was provided back in the Great Recession to help make an ease of mortgage modifications, getting everybody current. So I'm calling their federal representative to ask for relief, be able to get a plan, like a hardest hit fund that can provide for that help. At the state level, we really need people calling in for a program that has not gotten enough attention for home buyers and homeowners, asking them to support more funding for the Homeowners Emergency Mortgage Assistance Program, where we just call it HEMAP. That's a fund that, with the 7% of mortgagees that are behind in their payments right now, they need to be able to get a little bit more assistance, making a couple months payment to get current. And that program is just underfunded for the number of people that are actually eligible for it.
Wow. Find out how you can...
Of course, come on out and volunteer with us. We'll continue to tell everybody the message, and they can volunteer, you know, on our job sites, and they can also come on out and help out the restore. They don't feel like doing a little demolition and a little drywalling with
them.
Find out how you could get involved. Visit online today, LancasterLebanonHabitat.org. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Have a great day.
You
God
too.
Bless.